We continue today with lesson number 103 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim. We are in the 25th Perek, the second and third Mishnah. Perek Chof Hei, Mishnah Beis, and Mishnah Gimel. We introduced yesterday from Mishnah Aleph the concept of Achorayim Votoch, namely, that there are certain kelim that which have an inside and an outside. And the din of acharayim v'toch means that if mashkim temeim are inside the kli, and we know that zegzeir medrabonon that mashkim temeim are metame kelim, so the whole keli becomes tome. However, if the mashkim temeim touch only the acharayim, the outside part of the keli, then only the outside part of the keli is tameh and the inside remains tohor. And we saw already yesterday that there's a great machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir with regard to various kelim. Do they have this halacha of a distinction between achorayim and toch or not? Mishnah Beis continues with the same theme. Hamardeya, yesh lo achorayim v'toch. The mardeya, which is a long pole, which is used to prod the animal when it is plowing. So the person who's controlling the animal, the plower, has a long pole at one end of which there is a nail, and he uses that to poke the animal to guide it this way and that. And that's called a darvein, which means to it guides the animal. Divrei Chachomim Kedor Vonos. The words of the sages, as the pasuk in Koheles, are like these darvanos, which guide the animal. And at the other end of the pole is a metal object, kind of like a shovel, which helps break down the earth and cut the weeds that the plow encounters as it moves along. So it's a long pole with two ends. At one end is the darvein, at the other end is the charchur. So the Rabbi Yehuda says that when it comes to a madeya, there is a halach of acharayim v'toch. Me shivo lacharchur, me arbo lador von divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That the seven tfochim from the charchur up the pole, and the four tfachim from the darvon down the pole, they're all considered toch. And the middle of the pole is considered achorayim. So that if the mashkim temeim touch the seven tfachim near the charchor or the four tfachim near the darvon, we consider those mashkim temeim to have touched the toch. And therefore the whole kli is tomei. However, if the mashkim temeim touch the middle more than seven tefachim from the charchor and more than four tefachim from the darvon, then we consider it as if the mashkim temeim have touched the achorayim, and only that part is tamei and not the rest of it. Rav Meir Amar, ein lohem. Rav Meir says no. There's no halacha of achorayim v'toch by a long pole with a darvon at one end and a charchor at the other end. Wherever mashkim temeim fall on that kli, it's metame the whole kli. Lo huskeru, when do we have these measurements of four tfachim and seven tfachim? Lo huskeru arbo v'shiva el l'shirayim. If the pole breaks, so if it breaks and there is but the part of it which is near the charchor plus seven tfachim of the pole attached to the charchor are still intact. In other words, the break has been more than seven tefachim removed from the charchor. Then it's not considered shivrei kelim. That long pole of seven tefachim that remains and the charchor are a clay kli bifnei atzmon. And the same thing was true with the darvon. If it breaks below the four tefachim remove from the darvon, so four tefachim plus the darvon is a kli bifnei atzmon. It's only if it's broken within four tefachim from the darvon or within seven tefachim from the charchor that we consider it to be shivrei kelim, and shivrei kelim are of course tohorim. Again, this is one of those Mishnayos, and I follow the Pirush HaMishnayos to the Rambam. The Rambam himself in Mishneh Torah has a different approach to this Mishnah based on the Tosefta, and other Mefarshim have various other approaches, but this is one approach. It conveys the meaning of the words very well, and it's the approach of the Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayos. Moving on to Mishneh Gimel, Midos Yayin Vashemen, cups, measuring cups, which are used to measure wine or oil. The Zomalistra. Zomalistra is an interesting device. Imagine a long stick. At one end is a three-pronged fork, and at the other end is a ladle. So you can use it as a ladle to take things out of a soup pot, or you can use it as a three-pronged fork to poke into a piece of meat and pull it out of the soup pot. Fine. That's a Zomalistra. Umisanene shel chardel, the strainer, which was used for mustard seeds. At the bottom of this vessel, there is a strainer, a netting, a screen, or mashmeres shel yayin, or a strainer which is used for wine to keep the dregs in the strainer and the liquid of the wine out. Yesh lohem achorayim v'toch divir Rabbi Meir. Here we have a reversal. Here Rav Meir considers these things to have an achorayim v'toch, so that if mashkim tameim fall on the insides of this keli, the whole keli is tamei. But if it falls on the outside of the keli, only the outside is tamei, not the inside. Interestingly enough, the Tiferes Yisrael says that with reference to the Zomalistra, the Acharayim V'toch refer not to the ladle component, which has an inside and an outside as a spoon does, but rather when you're using the ladle end of the pole, so then the fork end of the pole is considered the Acharayim. When you're using the fork end of the pole, then the ladle of the pole is considered the Acharayim. But be that as it may, Rav Meir holds that the above Kalim, Midos Yayin V'Shemen, etc., do have the halacha of Acharayim V'toch. However, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ein Lohem. No, there's no halacha of Acharayim V'toch. But if Mashkim Temeim falls anywhere on these Kalim, the whole Kali is Tomei. The reason for Rabbi Yehuda here saying that these Kalim have no Acharayim V'toch is because these Kalim, the Acharayim, also have a function. Midos Yayin V'Shemen are dunked into a barrel of wine or a barrel of oil. And when they're dunked in, the Acharayim also have a function. They also become wet. This is a Zamolistra. All parts of it have a function. Acharayim and Toch. And similarly, the Mesanenes of Chardel and Mishmeres Shel Yayin have on their Acharayim cavities or indentations, which are also used under certain circumstances. So therefore, as far as he's concerned, there is no physical Acharayim V'Toch. It's all Toch. And therefore, halachically, wherever a mashkim tamayim fall upon these kalim listed in this Mishnah, the whole kali is tamei. There's no chiluk between achorayim and toch, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, an interesting halacha. Yesh lohem, that the kalim mentioned here do have an achorayim v'toch as far as the contents of the kalim are concerned. The yayin, the shemen, the soup, the mustard, the yayin. Mustard seeds, the yayin. So that, nitma'u me'achoreihem, if the backside of these kalim becomes tomei tumas mashkim spills upon them, mashe besochon tor, the contents of the inside of the kalim remain tohor. But the keli itself, inside and outside, outside and inside, are tomei v'tzorech lahatpil, and therefore requires to be purified by immersion in a mikveh. And so we have concluded Mishneh Gimel of Perek Chofei, and the process also concluded lesson number 103.